And this is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. We're going to shift gears now to what's happening with the environment for our weekly Earth Watch. We want to thank the Global Justice Ecology Project. We partner with them for our weekly Earth Watch and our weekly Earth Minute. And we're going to be discussing the contradictions in the US government plans to log old forests on public lands while at the same time claiming old forests should be protected for climate mitigation. I would now like to welcome our guest, Michael Collett. Michael, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Michael Collett is the founding executive director of Restore the North Woods, a New England-based nonprofit organization that was established in 1992. In 1994, he developed the original proposal for a 3.2 million acre Maine Woods National Park, which laid the groundwork for the 2016 designation of the National Monument by President Barack Obama. He co-authored two pending Massachusetts bills that would expand and make permanent reserves on state-owned lands that are protected from logging. He also co-authored the recently published peer review paper Forest Clearing to Create Early Successional Habitats, Questionable Benefits and Significant Costs. So, Michael, you've been very active. Explain to our listeners, because this is a big part of this discussion, the difference between conservation and preservation, and connect that with a national park versus a national forest. Michael.
Right. Well, conservation as it's today used, actually, originally conservation meant almost the same thing as preservation, but the forest industry and other industrial players have created this false dichotomy that saying, well, if you preservation means just locking it up and not using the land, and people can't go in there, and you're not, there are no jobs, et cetera. Conservation means, what they call wise use, and that means exploiting the resources on the land. And it may mean, and what it's become now is a lot of even like land trusts will talk about that they're conserving land, and what they mean is it's. There's it won't have a Walmart parking lot or a factory built on it, but there can be logging, clear cutting, even oil and gas development and other things, and that's called conserved land. So it, the what people need to do is look at what actually is happening on the ground rather than what a lot of. For example, there's a term working forests, which was invented by the forest industry. And what it means is to be working, it has to be logged. And if it's not working, if you just leave it alone and let nature manage it, it's got to be worked by humans. So anyway, there's a this is a big problem. And it's a there's been 100 years of propaganda by the forest industry and other extractive industries to convince people that for healthier when they're logged, and you're doing the forests a favor to quote actively manage them. So there's a lot of stuff out there that normal people just want to protect forests. They want to see forests kept intact, and they want to let them grow back and. They see the value of intact forests, but then they hear this propaganda and often will go along with bad projects and programs that they think are good for the forest.
Right. Okay. Thanks for explaining that. And now also explain to us this whole discussion that's going on about young versus old forests, because we all know that forests are really important for storing carbon. And we know that to achieve zero net carbon from the atmosphere. So we know forests are good for that. So what is this discussion going on now about young forests versus old forests, Michael?
You're absolutely right. And the other values of forests that are also really important is they protect biodiversity. They offer habitat for a wide range of wildlife and plants and fungi and so forth. They also, there's recent research that shows that forests are actually good for people in terms of mental and physical health, and that exposure to nature has a medical beneficial impact on humans. And people may have heard about the nature deficit disorder, which is a big problem, especially for people in large urban areas that don't have enough natural forests where they can go and they have access and they can get out in natural background. So those are all important things for forests. Now, what's going on right now is, as I said, there's this propaganda campaign to try to convince people that forests need to be managed by humans. And there's a whole cadre of foresters and wildlife managers and interests that benefit from cutting forests that are pushing a new movement, a new campaign. And the claim is that most people probably know that before 1600, the forests, and there were just natural disturbances and natives that had some impacts on the forest, but overall they were healthy natural systems that were self-perpetuating. And then Europeans arrived, and in most of the now the United States, they cut down all the forests for various reasons. And by the early 1900s, in the Northeast and the Upper Great Lakes, which is the area we studied, virtually all the forests had been cut down. And there's today virtually no old growth in intact. However, since about 100 years ago, a lot of the land that had been converted to farmland has been allowed to grow back because of economics and because people buy the land and actually like forests and want to let the forests grow back. And some of the lands have been are public lands. So those lands have largely been allowed to grow back. At least up till now. So what now we're being told, oh, well, what's happening is because as all the forests are the same age, they're all about 100 years old. And so that means that there aren't some species need forests, that have been after a disturbance, a natural disturbance. And so we have to cut down standing forests to create this young forest or early successional habitat. Now there are several problems with that. One is there aren't any species that are endangered because we're not cutting enough forest. In fact, if people look around them, there are all kinds of open areas. There are trees and transmission line rights of way and farms and golf courses in people's backyards. There's plenty of this young forest habitat. And in fact, in the Northeast, before 1600, almost the entire landscape was old growth forest. There was very little open habitat. And so it's interesting, there's a concept called shifting baseline syndrome. And what it is each generation grows up with the way things are, and they basically interpret that as normal. And so what we have is we have a bunch of these land managers who grew up in the 1950s and 60s and 70s when there was a lot more open and land. So what they want to do is recreate that. And it just so happens most of them are hunters, and clearing younger forests are good for some of the favorite game species. And so what's happened is they basically, there's this unholy alliance of forestry and wood products and hunting and game management entities. And they have basically captured the management of most public lands and are proceeding to clear cut large areas of forest. What any normal person would walk there and say, wow, this is a forest. This is really nice. And they're clear cutting those forests to create right. brush for their favorite yeah. species.
And Michael, I'm looking at the clock. I'm afraid we are going to, you know, studies have shown that older trees store more carbon than younger ones.
Right.
So, you know, the idea then that you're going to cut down old growth trees and plant younger ones really just doesn't seem to make sense. But for, no. Michael, for people who want to find out more about this, to read some of your work and also about Restore the North Woods, what should they do?
We have a website, restore.org. And go and read that the paper that we wrote, which is forest clearing to create early successional habitats. And if they type that into Google and use Kellett et al, that probably will get that article. And we tried to make it readable for normal people. A lot of these are yeah. you know, a lot of these papers are not. But if people are interested, that's where we really go into detail and show why this is such a bad idea.
Right. Well, thank you so much for that. We're going to continue to cover this really important story. Michael Collette, thank you so very much for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All righty. We are out of time. Today's show produced by me. That's Margaret Prescott. Our board up for today. If you'd like a copy of today's show, contact the Pacifica Radio Archives. Stay tuned for more programming on your local station. Thank you so much for listening. This is your host, Margaret Prescott, and you all remember to stay well and safe.